Welcome to the Shadowbane Podcast. Tonight, 1692 The Risen, a recap of the past and preview of the future. Welcome, my dear listeners, to our recap for the first four episodes of 1692 The Risen. Over the last several months, we have run into issues with our recording schedule, and we want to both apologize for this and to thank our fans for your patience. I've currently locked the writer and producer of the show, Andrew Lister, in a cage filled with treacherous and perilous traps, to ensure that he finishes the work necessary on this current story. To pull back the curtain a little bit, the scripts for episodes 5 and 6 have been written, edited, and sent out to our talented voice actors. We are currently filling needed roles, and unfortunately looking for a replacement in one circumstance. And as soon as those lines are produced and polished, the work of these two episodes can begin. When we started Shadowbane back in 2014, we never expected it to have the level of success that it has garnered over the years. Sure, we're Alive or the Black Tapes, but we have built a strong base of enthusiastic fans, and our download numbers have far exceeded anything that we ever dreamed possible. The reason we have pushed through all the hardship over the last few months to bring you the rest of this story and other readings and original content is due to our mission to provide entertainment for you, the fans. What you're about to hear is a recap for the first four episodes of 1692 The Risen. We will produce four more episodes in this series to close out our story, and then we will move on to a brand new project. Work has already begun on outlining the new story, and we believe that this will be something that will really stretch the limits of both our producer and the voice actors that will take on the new roles. We are excited for the future, and we promise to do our best to bring you the very greatest horror podcasts that we can. Also, stay tuned at the end of the recap for a sneak preview of Episode 5, Fever Dreams. If you've not already done so, subscribe to our Facebook or Twitter for continued updates on our current and future projects. You can expect the second half of 1692 The Risen as soon as we get everything in order to finish up production. Thank you all once again, and enjoy your trip back into the twisted history of the Salem Witch Trials of 1692.
Please, sir. I need water.
They have not brought us food since last sunrise.
Show us God's mercy.
Can you believe these folks, George? They're as pathetic as street beggars.
They cannot help their hunger, John. Some of them have been here months. And don't forget that some of them were once your neighbors.
They're bloody witches, George. They turned their back on God. And this is their reward. There are those that will never sway beneath the tree at Gallows Hill.
Are you still afraid of that slave woman, Tituba?
I have nothing to say to that dark-skinned witch.
Sarah Osborne, Tituba, wake up.
Is that Goody Osborne's?
Oh my God!
He has spoken to me, Marshal. He says you will come alone.
Who are you talking about? Were you drinking her blood? Oh dear God, what has Satan made you do, Tituba?
Master has given me great power, Marshal Herrick. He knows that innocents suffer, and I could not bear to watch no more. Every time one of those little girls cry out, you bring me another woman to be his children.
I said back! Back, Sarah Osborne! How are you still alive with only one arm? That should have killed you. What manifest of the devil are you? Back! Get away from me!
Eat, my pretty Sarah, but only a little. We do not want to damage the body too much. My magic can mostly heal his body, but it will leave scars, his marks. The Marshal must be ready for what is to come. My dear Sarah, soon we shall be free.
Good people of Salem, we are gathered today to bear witness to the trial of Martha Carrier, who hath been condemned of committing the unholy sin of witchcraft.
Only statements of ill repute regarding her character, Your Excellency. This woman, the daughter of one of Andover's own founders, bore an illegitimate child with a peasant. She came back to Andover, after some time away, a pitiful, rampant hag, one who constantly begged for money for her four children. She is a disgrace to her family name, and now she brings the wicked temptations of hell to our beloved Salem by attacking young, pure-hearted girls. She sends out her spirit to attack them, Your Honor.
Jealous, rotten liars!
Silence!
It said, Anne Putnam, beware the Witch of Andover. I awoke with such a fright, I could not move on my bed. But that was not all. That was when I saw it. A woman's face, eyes as black as coal, flying through my window. Clawed hands formed out of nothingness and reached for my throat. Dark hands with sharp nails took hold of me. I could not breathe. She choked and clawed at my neck. Goody Carrier! Take your spirit from my body!
Call back your spirit, witch!
My spirit? How?
Martha Carrier, I find you guilty of the crime of witchcraft. Please escort Goody Carrier to the jail, Mr. Herrick.
What is the matter with you?
Take her away!
I... My head...
You no longer serve the cult. You serve him now.
I believe what he needs now is rest. I shall return in the morning and check on him, but there are others that need tending. I am called away to the nurse household. One of Goody Nurse's grandchildren has been running a fever.
Oh, bless you, Dr. Griggs. Thank you for taking care of my husband.
I don't remember fainting.
John Willard brought you here. Dr. Griggs came over as soon as he could. He said you might have overexerted yourself, but they could find nothing physically wrong with you. Except...
Except what?
That scar on your chest.
Scar? What scar? Last night, the jail cell. What happened there?
Yes, the poor man looked so pale when I went out to check on him. When I touched him, his body felt so very cold. My fingers tingled, and I could feel the powers of darkness that had overtaken him.
If that is true, then what do you suggest we do about it, Mr. Mather? Does the prospect of a court official being under the devil's power not worry you?
Fear not. George Herrick is a weak-willed man. He has spent much of his time around the witches in their jail cells. As a man that has written extensively about the dark arts and the underworld, I assure you that I am fit to not only identify Satan's powers, but I know the best way to root out his servants.
Yes, we have discovered many within our poor town. However, I wonder if we are doing enough.
Your Excellency, might I suggest we make haste in putting an end to the lives of some of the convicted?
You may suggest whatever you'd like. However, it is I who makes the final decision whether or not a witch hangs. Remember your place, Mr. Mather.
Excuse me, Mr. Hathorn?
My child, what brings you here?
I went home. Papa is gone on business. Mama was crying. Because my sister, Faith, my baby sister.
What has happened, child? You must calm yourself and tell me what has happened.
Mama told me that Faith, little Faith, died tonight.
By heaven, your arms! They have scratch marks all over them! Tell me, Ann Putnam, who was this man? What was his name?
His name was John Willard.
I hear you sneaking around there, John Willard. Why are you so quiet? Are you afraid? You whisper mean things. You say things about poor Tituba. You bring me moldy bread and spit in my water. You not kind man like George Herrick. You a nasty man with an evil heart. And that exactly what he likes about you.
You are a liar, Tituba. You have no powers, and no one has been murdered.
I show you my powers. Make you believe.
No! Get away! I'll kill you!
Oh! Help! Somebody please help Tituba! He's gone mad! He means to murder! Help!
My God! He's a man possessed! Bring irons! Take hold of him at once!
You poor woman! What has he done to you?
Help Tituba!
Rest! I'll go get you some water. Just lie still.
Your Grace, we cannot simply put John Willard to death. The safety of our townspeople hangs in the balance, and we must uphold the integrity of our judicial system.
Speak not of integrity. John Willard slaughtered a babe in its crib. This court is upheld by me, and if I say the man deserves to hang, then he will hang! Anyone that defies the court stands openly against it. Tituba has helped bring other witches to the jails and away from Salem's innocence. She has proven useful to our cause. With Herrick still recovering, we will need someone new to replace Willard. I leave this job in your hands, Cotton. Find a replacement to work the jails, and have them keep a close eye on what takes place there.
Please, don't look at me that way. You know such looks hurt me.
And you know your brash decisions worry me. I understand you are determined to get back to work, but for once you must think of your own well-being. Salem will remain standing without your help, just as it always has. What brings you to our home, Mr. Mather? I wasn't expecting someone as esteemed as you to stop by our humble home.
Good day, good wife Herrick. I have business to attend with your husband. Tell me, Mr. Herrick, did you see or hear anything the night you passed out in the courtroom? Did you feel anything tearing at your very being, trying to corrupt your spirit?
Well, actually, I...
What is it? What did you see? Did you hear anything calling out to you? Think! Try to remember something, anything!
Actually, I think I should tell you.
You belong to him, Marshal. You cross him, he will find you.
You have been doing good work, God's work, Mr. Herrick. It really is a shame that you are unable to return to your post. Perhaps it is time we found someone with more fortitude to do such extensive work. If you'll excuse me, I won't take up any more of your time. Good afternoon to you.
Mr. Mather, I am feeling on the mend. I can't leave you without someone to watch the prisoners. I'll rest for a while longer, but I shall be at the jail by sundown for my usual guard duty. Salem's protection comes before my own personal well-being.
George, I'm begging you to stay home. I feel so uneasy about everything. I cannot explain it, but I have a sense that something is amiss.
I wish I could tell you everything, Sarah.
You have chosen well. I will see you tonight.
Good people of Salem, thank you all for coming here today to Gallows Hill to bear witness to the executions of George Burroughs, Martha Carrier, and John Willard. Each of them lost their way, and instead of seeking proper guidance from the church, they succumbed to the temptations of Lucifer!
I have nothing more to say to the lot of you. It is a shameful thing that you should mind these folks who are all out of their wits. I know not to whence my soul will fly, but I'd rather exist anywhere than this hell.
What is to be done with the bodies? When shall we bury them?
The hanged will not be buried on holy grounds. We'll concern ourselves with the disposal of their corpses tomorrow. I want them hanging as a reminder of what happens when you go against the will of the court.
Welcome, Monsieur Herrick. I have been expecting you. That man gets what he deserves. Willard was weak, and Master only wants the strong ones on his side. That's why he chose you, Marshal.
Who is this Master you keep referencing? Are you really communicating with Satan? I just cannot believe that to be the truth.
You will meet our Master soon enough, Marshal Herrick. But first, you must complete his task. Hold out your right hand.
What in the world is this? How would you get a weapon, Tituba? Who gave this to you?
I already told you. Master guides my hands. You would take this weapon and go to Gallows Hills. There, you will find the three that were hanging tonight. Use that knife to cut them open and emplace these within their bellies.
I can't believe I'm actually here. Okay, George. Stay calm. You can do this.
What's going on here? George Herrick, is that you? Shouldn't you be patrolling the jails tonight?
I promise. I can explain.
Explain that to the court, not me. Marshal, you're gonna have to come with me now.
Forgive me!
No, what are you... No! What are you doing?
What? What have I done? What?
What's going on? I cannot believe my eyes. Lord, please show me mercy.
What is that noise? Mercy, do you hear that too? Mercy, wake up! Come on now! You always were a heavy sleeper, but now is not the time. Fine then. I'll go look myself. Mama?
Mama?
Papa?
Papa?
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that crying? This isn't this big. I should have passed Mama and Papa's room by now. What's going on? Mama? Papa? Where are you?
Thank you for listening to 1692, The Risen, a recap of the past and preview of the future. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. 1692, The Risen is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information, visit our website, shadowvane.net. Email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at ShadowVaneCast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ShadowVaneCast. To further support our show, leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to today's episode. To help provide monetary support, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/ShadowVane. Visit questendnetwork.com for more podcasts, articles, and live streams. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. Until next time, dear listeners, until next time.
Pedro!
Necron loves. A twinning Japanese. What say you, my friend Menchi?
And I guess I'm here too.
If you're looking for wacky reviews of anime, check out Tuning Japanese,
a podcast where three dudes in their 30s talk about anime.
Only on the Questionable Endeavor Network.
Do they drink too?
A little bit.
I do.